frequencies.
Yeah, I was sitting there just like, she's like, fucked up. I was like, no, I'm not. No, like, I'm looking up how to make it. I was like, by the way, I'm buying a keyboard. But I was like, looking up
oh my God.
She's like, you're fucked up. I was like, no, I'm not.
I've never seen anyone more fucked up in my life.
Dude, I'm standing.
Microwaving. Dude, if you were just standing in the kitchen in the dark microwaving Hot Pockets, I'd be like, this guy's blacked out. This guy's blacked out. If you toss in, by the way, honey, I'm buying a keyboard. I'd be like, all right. He's in outer space.
Dude, it was wicked, man. She's like, how many drinks do you have? I was like, there's like three drinks. Four, I don't know. I started hitting it with the ABV.
You hit it with the Phil Gillis, man.
I had fucking two drinks. What the hell?
I know. I know you did. I watched you have six. What are you, a fucking woman? Shut up.
I was fully being like, it was the Down East holiday. I was like, they had like cinnamon and nutmeg. I was like, it was like 6.4. I was like, then they had local wine. I went to try the wine. It was local wine. It was right from around the corner. It was good.
I go with Phil to the bar, his bar. Oh. And it's always nice. It's always a nice time. It's nice bonding. Me and Phil don't hang out that. But then as soon as we get home, my mom's always like, how did you get home? Did you drive? And he's like, I had two beers. And I'm like, nah, Dad, I saw you have six. He's like, God damn it, shut up. You're like a woman. That's what he always hits me with.
Yeah, I was turned, bro. I was turnt and I stayed up till 2 in the morning just researching 528. It's also a fantastic frequency. 432, 440.
I got hammered three times this weekend.
Nice.
All 3 days.
In
Thursday,
Dega,
Friday,
in Dega?
Saturday. Yeah, in San Diego.
It's tough. That's nice weather.
And every night I watched episodes of Narcos when I got back. I've watched the same three episodes of Narcos. I don't remember one thing. I just keep rewatching. I go, Chapito. It's all about Chapo, dude. Chapito.
That's the best show to be watching, blacked out.
Blacked out, trying to read Spanish. And I just look at my phone and just Spanish is just playing. I'm like, fuck, what happened?
You just look up at some guy's head cut off and he's like, oh.
Whoa.
Fuck.
Chapito. Chapito. This guy just drove 30 straight hours. He's ready to go out.
That's crazy, dude.
He wants to paint the town red.
That's crazy.
That's what I was saying. I was like, dude, are you sure? This is crazy. He put on a fancy vest. He looked good.
Thank you.
Goes out. I'd say 20, 30 minutes in is where things started.
Unraveling?
The boy collapsed.
Yeah, of course.
He thought he had it.
Dude, no, at the bar? At the other? Yeah.
Yeah,
no, it was Nickel. The lemon drops, dude. The lemon drops.
Oh, you're drinking lemon drops?
I kept making him do shots. I kept being like, dude, if you're tired, just do a shot. He did so many shots. And then.
No Red Bull and vodka.
And then LeMaire hit me with a classic LeMaire move, which is just a fucking horrendous opinion.
At the bar?
At the bar. His opinions, you can get me so angry.
13.
Jeez.
And I went and got fucked up. I had a pint of Allen's 101 Peppermint Schnapps.
Mm-hmm.
And nice. I had a rack of Talls, a Budweiser. And I smoked a lot of weed. I was with this girl, and she was like, I want to get high. So I was like, I don't have any more on me. So she's like,
You were 13?
13. And she goes, go get weed. I want to fuck. And I was like, yeah. So I went to get weed. And on the way, I went to get more alcohol. But back then, I was 13. I had to wait. I had to get a buyer. So you had to stand in front of the fucking place, wait for some pedophile to come up, you know? Maybe give him a hand job to get some fucking some booze.
Some more peppermint schnapps.
Yeah, give one to get one.
Yeah, right? So I'm standing in front of a liquor store. I got a buyer. He's inside getting the shit. And my cop car pulls up with my mom in the back seat.
Oh.
They went to my house.
Oh, fuck.
The cop was a friend of my mom from high school. We're looking for Bobby. She goes, I'm coming. She gets in the back. They pull up. She goes, come here. From like, it was like slow motion.
Oh, it's the worst.
And I just went, it's your mom. You know what I mean? For some reason, you just listen. I should have ran. But my mom was like, come here. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I went in the car and I shut the door and I forgot they lock. So I'm just in the back.
Oh, no.
I'm like, fuck. And my friend's knocking on the window. Can I talk to him for 1 second? Like trying to negotiate with the cops. Yeah. Like, all right, let him 1 second.
Nice. Nice
try. These 13-year-olds seem reasonable. Hop out.
They took me to jail, and I was so fucked up, man. I mean, I'm in this little jail cell, and it was one of the worst nights of my life because the whole thing's spinning. I'm puking, sucks. And I could just hear them laughing. And every once in a while, they bring by an old hamburger and throw it into
my.
You hungry? And I would go. And then I went to court the next day. They take you to court. And then I went to jail that night.
How long were you in juvie for?
That time, it was, I think, 4 months.
4 ounces of pineapple juice. Try to completely mask the taste of the tequila.
Guy like me, really. Probably like 5 or 6 Bud Lights throughout the course of the evening. You know, God, nothing perfect. Else.
Is that Shane Plus?
That's Shane Plus.
Shane Plus.
About the 5th or 6th one.
Yeah. I hit, dude. I was mad to the 10th. In bed. In bed, just fucking every cell in my body vibrating from all so much weed and dark chocolate. Because that's what happens with me. The alcohol allows me to go further into the weed. Because it like takes down the CNS. My central nervous system chills. And then I just go, what's this? I'm not getting anxiety. Let's smoke 10 times the amount of weed I usually
do. Smoke until we get it.
Yep. And then it's like it wasn't even there, but the thoughts are disturbing me and my body's not responding. It's just purely a Tron level in my mind where I'm sitting there going like, this is fucked up stuff to think about, but it's all right. I'm in the back of an Uber like, yeah, man, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a weird bug out to get into.
What's that?
Your own existence.
Yeah.
And just going.
Yeah, of course.
I definitely exist. I'm real. World universe is how many billion years old? Eternal? Okay, that's fucking weird. I'm made out of eternal energy that's been probably a bunch of other stuff before me. Pretty cool, I guess, if I think about it. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I guess that is neat.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Nah, you just got to get some Bud Lights, dude.
It'll wash it out.
Be like, this song's the best song ever.
Start me up.
That's it, dude.
Yeah, true.
Don't stop me now, cause I'm having such a good time. I'm having a ball. But when you go to like the beach or something, it's fun to just piss your pants before you get in the water.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean.
It's awesome.
It's a great feeling. Yeah, piss your pants is a good feeling.
It is nice.
You piss your pants? Didn't you just piss your pants as a fucking experiment the other day?
That was a long time ago.
It wasn't an experiment. I was drunk and I had to drop a bike off, and it was warm. It was nice.
Yes. Oh, you did it recently?
Yeah, like 2 months ago.
I thought you were talking about during your mental breakdown. You were just like yourself.
Yeah. I think that was it.
You just standing outside and you're just like, I'm going to piss right here?
No, wait, you pissed twice? What was it?
He did it one time at a low point in his life. He had a psychotic break.
The low point
break.
Was at Walmart, right?
Yeah, that was at Walmart.
You were standing at Walmart?
Yeah, I was working and I wanted to see if anybody would know and I just pissed. Nobody knew.
Jesus Christ.
And then you're just standing in a pool of piss?
No, it was just...
he trailed it.
It ruined my pants.
Oh, okay.
It ruined my pants.
Oh, so you soaked your pants and stopped.
It ruined my pants.
Yeah, yeah. I soaked my pants. It didn't make it... It didn't puddle.
Okay. Did you just say, puddles. I quit? You were working and you decided to piss your
pants? I
wasn't
working at Walmart. I was doing like Aramark, like the snacks, handing out snacks and stuff.
You were handing out snacks and you just stood there and pissed yourself?
Not the snack thing. My shift was over and I was like, all right, okay. I can't walk home.
He's fucked up. Yeah.
You decided to pee yourself before the walk home.
So crazy, dude.
You're reality testing. You were deep in inception.
No, I was mad.
That's your spinning top.
This is a way crazier story than any of this drug shit we're talking about.
That's so weird.
You're just standing in Walmart pissing.
What was the latest piss?
The latest one, I was
you
drunk.
You promised me you'd never do it again.
I'm not. I was drunk and I had to drop off a city bike. I had to drop off a city bike. I dropped off the city bike and then I had to go home, but it needed me to take a picture of the city bike. So I had to walk back to the city bike and I filled up with piss so quickly. And I took a picture and I had to make a choice. It was like either piss my pants or like
pull your pants down and piss
in front of the school, though. It was a kid's school.
Not an adult school.
What time was it?
It's a pedo
charge. Was midnight.
Yeah, you can piss.
Yeah, but you get the pedo charge if they can't. I mean, yeah, against ours.
Yeah.
You did the right thing.
Dude, there's no way.
You pissed your pants for the kids.
Yeah.
So wait, did you just stood there and pissed?
Like, I did just stand there and pissed.
Did you just let a little bit of pressure off?
But that one had a pool.
No, I full pissed. No. Oh,
it was. It must have been a huge piss. If you were drunk?
It went in my socks. It was in my shoes.
What shoes are you wearing?
Definitely
not these,
those.
Not these.
Those are the only shoes you have.
I got different shoes, dude. I got different shoes.
You lying, dude. Those
I'm not
are those
lying,
shoes.
Dude. It was a different pair of Pumas, I swear.
Different pair of Pumas. Didn't they both hit each other with a hammer?
You driving drunk.
You believe you're driving drunk.
It's funny the whole country had to be indignant about that.
What?
I mean, it's one thing for me to do it, but I'm
saying...
It's
one thing for me to do it all the time.
Constantly.
Literally constantly. Almost never not driving drunk.
Take it to the limit.
If I'm driving, I'm going to have a buzz. What the fuck? Driving's boring.
That's NASA. That's the only. That's my NASA training, dude. I'm fucking...
Your G training?
We're at 3 Gs.
Pass out? You're like, all right, that's my limit. 4 Gs is when I pass out.
But not the...
Get it right back to the right hotel. I didn't even use my phone. I was like, that was pretty good. And he called... I was at a light and he called me like, dude, I'm at the wrong hotel. I was like, fuck.
Being fucked up and trying to get into a hotel is... I've done it 10,000 times, dude.
You have 10,000 hours.
Every check-in, I'd be like, I left my key in my room. How's you guys' night going?
You have any water?
The worst one was, I was in a K-hole.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I can't move. I got to sit in the lobby. I can't walk.
Oh, no.
And then Kreischer showed up and was like, you can walk. And just, I easily could walk.
Whoa.
I could have walked the whole time. He I sat in the lobby night. Like.
He might be the best person in the world to be like, you can walk through a K-hole. Yeah, trust me, I've been 40 K-hole. Get up, Shane.
Yeah, going to the wrong. Get up. You can do it.
He might be the Blue Knight, dude.
He could be the Blue Knight. He could. God. Dilly.
That's so funny. He was like, you just laid there?
Yeah, I was sitting in a chair in the lobby. In front of the desk, everyone was just kind of like, damn. All right, this guy's chilling.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, he's basically a homeless guy. Just came in and sat. And everyone was like, all right, I guess he's doing something. Sat there for at least an hour.
Did you try to like, I guess you went on your phone? Or like, what did you do?
No, I was laid there. Literally on ketamine.
Oh, you were fucked.
For an hour.
Were you drinking all the ketamine too?
I need help. Yeah.
Oh man, yeah, that's a heavy depressant. Depressant dissociative.
It was pretty nice. It went away. Cool. It went away quick. It's literally as soon as he was like, "You can walk." I was like, "Oh, all right."
Turns out I can.
Yeah.
Sick. Yeah, I've heard of people thinking they were doing like coke, and it turns out it's ketamine, and just being like, "What the fuck?"
You would have to do a pretty.
It was liquid.
Yes,
they said they thought it was liquid cocaine.
That's what I had. The nasal spray.
That's what happened.
The prescription nasal ketamine.
Yeah.
How do you get your hands on that? What's it prescribed for?
I don't know.
You can get it online, dude. You can get
you can get ketamine pretty easy, I think.
Yeah.
Through a doctor.
Interesting.
Verified. You can get lozenges. You can get like.
I never did it.
I can get it for you if you want.
It's not that fun. Stick to blow.
All right. If you say so.
Was he on the phone?
Yeah, loud. And the other guy was on speaker.
Nice.
I hit pause on my Drake music and listened to that, dude. I just did a crossword and listened to this guy's horrible life. And he was like, what do they think? I'm not going to drink again? Like, come on, dude. That's fucking impossible. I've been drinking since I was like 14. What the fuck? I was like, hey, man, brother.
Brother, you need to play. You should have sponsored him in drinking. He said, bro, I'm going to sponsor. I'm going to be a drinking sponsor.
I genuinely wanted to give him money and be like, dude, ball out. He was talking about sleeping at the Salvation Army in Philly. And I was like,
oh, that's tired.
It's Christmas time in the city.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he said he went to... Because whoever he was talking to was like, are you going to meetings? He's like, I go to fucking meetings every day. He's like, I was just, my sponsor in New Jersey was a motherfucker. He was like, you don't seem like an alcoholic. His New Jersey sponsor was like, dude, are you sure? He was like,
are you just calling him a bitch?
Yeah, because his sponsor was doing heroin and was like a salesman.
Living it up.
Yeah, he was like doing heroin and selling shit.
What?
Yeah, so the guy was like, you're a pussy, you're not even an alcoholic. So
the Jersey salesman.
His Jersey sponsor was a salesman from, yeah.
A salesman who, I thought you meant like
he was
heroin
addicted
salesman.
To heroin. No, he was just like a.
He was just like, dude, you don't have a
functioning problem. Dude on heroin.
What?
It's a pretty sick gig to do a bunch of heroin at work and then come to an AA meeting and be like, bitch. Fucking bitch. I'm dominating. Yeah. Sleeping at the Salvation Army on Christmas is.
I'm telling you, man, that's the one world I like wish I. Getting into NAAA world does seem kind of sick. It seems like it could be.
You should go lie about being on heroin and call them not alcoholics and be like, dude, drink.
Yeah.
Get back after it.
I mean,
you should do it with a fake mustache.
It's really like if you want to go just get in the second. Wait, what did you say?
I just said Shane should go in there in disguise and he gave me a mean scoff.
Well, you said fake mustache as if my mustache isn't real.
I'm saying like an obvious fake mustache.
I hear you.
You should do a skit about that.
Come on. You should do one of those skits. Radio host zoomed in. I had to go to the studio. I was in the studio by myself, and the guy zoomed in.
Yeah, and they told you not to tell him that he's not there.
I was like, this is, I'm never doing radio ever again.
Oh. I like radio.
You don't drink. I drink.
It's a fucking valid point.
6 a.m. is fucking hell.
That is a valid
And then
valid
you show
point.
Up, your face is dark red, swollen. They're like, let's get a picture. You're like, they posted fucking no one likes it.
I remember
that. He's got two likes as the host.
Kiss FM in Buffalo.
Yeah. Oh. You drink too?
Not really. No. A little bit. I'm very moderate.
I used to drink like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to drink. I remember we used to one sip like a bottle.
I missed everybody that was fun.
Wait, what do you mean one sip a bottle?
Or you just get a bottle of like Jack Daniels and just one sip it.
Like chug it basically?
I always take the cap off and throw it away. Go caps are for kids. Even though I was 13.
Damn, oh, you're talking about when you were a youngster.
When I was a kid, yeah, back in Boston.
Yeah, you ever hear Bobby's origin story?
You were a troubled youth, were you not?
I mean, I guess.
Definitely. Weren't you in fucking like juvenile?
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to say it like that. I mean,
I don't know if there's more of a troubled youth.
Was it like more like, what'd you do?
Unarmed robbery assault.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I fucked other kids. What do you mean sex stuff? I was
sex
13.
Stuff.
I was telling the story.
I didn't know what my pedo was. You think I'm raping middle-aged women. That was my thing.
Damn, you did armed robbery?
Yeah, I ran.
Yeah, you're bad as hell.
I used to hang out at Stop and Shop and fuck. They went back with their car to get them before they got in their minivan.
Wait, who'd you rob?
The last place I robbed was a mafia.
Were you like a newsie? Were you wearing like Jeff caps?
Be like, hey, give me all your money.
It's a Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, you're at the gym. Next time we
feel like you're doing blow every morning.
Bring back
like,
the snuff box,
such
dude.
A badass.
I think caffeine will like burn your nose though.
People sure snort. People
insane.
Snort, bro.
No, it's not dude, a place for ingesting.
I one time, dude, hand up. I fucking cut cocaine with no dose pills one time. People were not happy.
Well,
they were like, that hurt. What the fuck
yeah,
was
it probably
that?
Didn't feel
I was
good.
Like, my bust. I bought some no dose.
What's no dose?
It's like pills. Speed, chucker speed.
Right? Yeah, like I just crushed it up bro. And I was like, sick. Now I have so much cocaine now. They were like, that hurt me. Why did you do that? And I said, I'm sorry, guys. I figured they're the same.
I was trying to be greedy. I'm a drug dealer.
I just wanted to trick you for your money. I thought they'd be the same fucking thing. I'm like, oh, caffeine, you can't tell the difference. And they were like, that really hurt. Whatever the fuck was in that. I said,
that's probably what dudes
well,
actually
acted,
do.
Now you can snort coke or snort caffeine. So
true. Unless, it, especially, yeah, maybe it's like the
fuck. This is what you call native ed.
True.
You know, Bump might sponsor you guys.
I hope nobody buys Bump, dude. I hope they really don't.
Really?
Dude, it's 400 milligrams. You'd be just like, cup of coffee.
Yeah.
One of these fools is going to keel over. There was that bodybuilder that died from...
Joe Stack, don't you fucking do that.
What?
Joe Stack didn't die from fucking caffeine.
Oh, you talking about Joe Stack?
Yeah, he did.
Dude, come
he
on.
He was caffeine. Drinking 30 from fucking... Caffeine. He was drinking like 20 cups of coffee a day, dude.
You think caffeine took down
real
Joe Stack?
Real nice fucking... Just the top of the page, it's all you fucking read. He would do a liter of decaf coffee. Just because he loved that shit. It was decaf, I swear to God.
Never been a more positive. Never been a more positive literally. Person on the internet, dude.
Really? And he
Joe
died from
Joe Stack is looking at
like
so
the coffee.
He had too many
dogs. No, he was worried. He was worried.
Yeah, he did.
He was worried about his blood. He thought some shit was in his blood.
He dude. Did. He had heavy metals in his blood. He got a fucking transfusion because he got the fucking his legs waxed and out of nowhere he started feeling fucking bad.
Yeah. It's real.
He got his
it's
legs
scary.
Waxed.
Yeah.
And then he got shit in his blood?
Exactly.
Legs
then
waxed.
He had coffees, then he had decaf.
A bit of a leg waxing.
Leg wax.
Why do you get his
what
leg?
What rhymes with wax?
Oh, you're saying you got the vax?
Yeah.
No, we're allowed to talk about it.
I don't know if you guys are sponsored by Pfizer or not.
Well, not yet. I would.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Awesome. He died. He went to a fucking hyperbaric chamber, allegedly, and fucking had a heart attack or some
what?
Shit.
What?
Good
damn,
night.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, and then you just call the hotel, and they pick you up in a bus.
What?
It's great. I don't know why I was complaining.
You might
this.
Be Dracula,
all America
dude.
Rules, dude. I was Dracula. You just call Dracula. The hotel. You're like, all right, I'm done at TGI Fridays. And they bring a shuttle to pick you up.
A huge shuttle?
Yeah. It's the sickest move. You get blacked out, leave TGI Fridays in a bus.
Fuck.
You're like, who was that guy?
Damn.
Yes.
That fucking rules. That's as good of a weekend as you
that
can.
That was a victory.
How did you guys make amends on the bus?
Yeah, we made amends because she started trying to give the guy directions. And I was like,
oh boy.
Ain't that a woman? It was a person of color
how
bus driver. He was a male person of color. I don't want to assume. But I think he had a fucking dick and nuts. I'd hate to assume he had a cock, but I think he did.
Sure.
Yeah, me and him had a good laugh.
Really?
Yeah, she I broke down.
She came around.
Icy queen. She was trying to silent treatment. She was like, don't you go this way? And I was just like,
The guy drives a fucking bus.
He only goes from
this
here
is
to
the
there.
Only place he goes.
Yeah.
You don't think he knows?
Oh.
It's great.
Brittany used to do that to me. I'll be like driving to my parents' house, and she'd never been there before. Like, I think we're going the wrong way. And I'm like, dude, you grew up like 6 hour flight. It's like a 6 hour drive. You're going to tell me how to get to my parents' house from the place I've been living for 15 years?
It's not a
then
male.
I make one wrong turn. And I'm like, fuck.
Yeah. Fucking GPS. Yeah. I'm big onto Google Maps. Google Maps destroys bays and dads.
Oh,
dads hate the Google Maps.
Kills them, dude.
My dad gives me directions every day.
Their directions are even worse than MapQuest. Remember you had to print out the MapQuest and be like, do we turn? Does the road, you know, you'd have to like mentally gauge 0.8 miles. And you're like, I don't know, dude. I think we passed it. Dad directions are, I mean, it's just like gas stations that aren't there anymore. Oh, you're God. Like, dude. No, there's a Shell or there's a Sitco. It's down there, and you make the left over there.
What you're going to want to do is take a right down there.
Yeah, and as soon as you're like, I'll just pull up my phone. No. Like, listen, here, I'm going to tell you how to get there. It's like, just give me the address. I don't know the address. It's like, fuck.
Yeah.
That must have been crazy navigating with maps. I thought about that because I go to a wedding this weekend.
What, like, taking a literal map out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was little, I used to have to hold the map for my dad.
Yeah, I remember that. Like, we had an Atlas.
Yeah, he'd be like, what street are we on? I'm like, I have no fucking clue, dude.
Right? Atlas? That's what I'm looking
for,
right?
Was it Road Atlas?
Yeah, Road Atlas. Yeah, it's pretty tight.
I had to pull it out and just be like, what street are we on? I'm like, I don't
know. You'd have to like flip through like Missouri, Montana,
yeah.
Mississippi. Like, we're in Pennsylvania.
Dude, I don't know. This is a bunch of little lines, dude. That's a sick weekend, though.
It was. Flew back. The guy on the flight in front of me was watching or was playing Total War, my game. I've never even seen it in public.
How do you play?
I was fuming. I was so jealous. I didn't bring my laptop.
How was he playing on the flight?
He has a laptop.
Oh, with Wi-Fi.
Yeah. I was just...
Damn. Were you peeping?
Peeping in between the seats.
Were you?
Just watching how he played it.
What, would you get any new... Like, what'd you think?
He was all right.
Was he?
He was all right. He was playing Medieval 2. It's a pretty sick game.
Ooh.
Yeah. But he was France. I saw the map. He went from the Iberian Peninsula. He was running into the Holy Roman Empire.
What? Yeah. You give me the shivers. You're like, ooh. Oh, dude. Careful.
Yeah, it was a good trip.
Damn, that's awesome.
Nice trip.
Hell yeah. That's what's up, man.
Oh, before the podcast, we were talking about the offensive lineman in the intro is Quentin Nelson.
Yep. How crazy is that? I just picked your favorite offensive lineman.
It's crazy.
Just blindly.
It is crazy.
Crazy.
And then people were like, somebody DM'd me and was like, yo, is that you?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, definitely.
Obviously.
I played for the Colts. I'm the best offensive lineman in the NFL. But he's a jacked man. Look him up. He's a handsome fella. And what do you think he would do to you? Matt asked me what do you think his top sexual move was?
Well, he's like
he's the ultimate bear.
He is. He's a bear. I mean,
he's a grizzly.
He's like a big... He's like a dude who's so big, he's hot by default.
Yeah.
It's like he could have any face.
And he's like, not like bodybuilder retarded jacked where they look insane. He's like...
He's bear jacked.
Yes. Oh, God, what that guy would do to you.
I mean, I was more curious of like how he makes love to a woman. You kind of like flipped it.
I did
it on,
switch it to what he could do to me.
Which he could. That's the thing. That's also true.
And he could do one of those things where they hold you up.
He could
put his hands onto the back of my knees. And hold me in the air.
He could hold you like that and grip you by your buttocks. He would palm each of your butt cheeks and just fucking level you, dude.
What?
I'm saying he's physically capable of that. He's absolutely physically capable of holding you up and just fucking just by each cheek and just.
I think I would be a hard rape for a lot of people, but he's one of the few.
I'm not just assuming he's raping you. I'm assuming it's consensual.
There's no choice. There is literally zero choice.
That must suck.
I would be I think he'd be a tough rape.
We're just talking a man to man rape here, but like getting raped by a standing.
We're talking about the kind of rape you can joke about.
Exactly.
Male on male rape.
The very funny kind.
The funniest kind.
Dude, of him, imagine that had to happen to a dude who's like, stop, put me down. The guy's.
Oh, guy in air getting raped?
Hammering him. Raped in air?
I mean, technically, there has to have been a bunch of midgets that have been raped throughout history.
Oh, yeah. You think you would hold. You think you'd do like an air doggy or just like the.
Air doggy.
Air doggy's tough, dude. Because they're not going to bend in half. If you hold a midget like that, they're not going to fold. The center of gravity is perfect. They just lay perfectly like a 90 degree angle. You just air doggy them, dude.
All right. We'll change topics. My bad. I just think it's funny to imagine what Q would do to us. Quentin Nelson, dude. Sick nickname.
Fuck us both.
Sick nickname these days.
He would hold me. He would hold me with one arm, and he would just take you out. And I would have to the whole time watch, knowing
how
he
could bear hug both of us. He'd be like Goro.
You think he could stack us?
Yes.
It'd be stack bottom. You
could stack us and hold us.
Oh my god!
I would get into it. I would 69 you. I'd be underneath. I'd be watching.
You start fucking with me.
I'd watch the penetration. For him. Just trying to catch any drops I could get.
True. I'd probably lick his sweat and stuff.
Quentin Nelson.
We'd both be front row at the next game. Be like, dude, go Colts. Let's go. That'd be our settlement. How do you think the thing would go down from like us? He'd probably enlisted us for a massage.
Yeah, oh, you think he'd hit us with the Watson?
Yeah, he hit us with the small towel removal, yeah. Dude.
I don't know. That's what Sandusky was doing. He was hooking. He was quieting the kids with some fucking box seats and shit.
Was he really?
Jesus. Yeah.
I got to hit. I was at a wedding on.
Oh yeah.
Saturday. It was a blast. But they, I believe the bride was from Penn State, and then I think one of my cousins went to Penn State, so he started doing the Penn State stuff, and I just got up real quick between him and his girlfriend. Maybe she went, I don't know. Just crop dusted him with a Sandusky Joe New right by them.
Wow. Got
him
on
table, Joe New walked right back to my table.
Nice.
Pretty fun. That's
they hate that.
He laughed. He had a good
year. All right, good.
Yeah.
He fake laughed.
Frankie had a good.
Oh, all right.
Frankie
laughed. All right.
But I walked by Joe New right by him.
Joe did know.
He did.
He knew all about it.
I had to settle that down. I couldn't have that on my side of the wedding. I was like,
No, Penn State weddings. Good God.
We are Penn State pedophiles.
We are. Yeah, you guys rape.
We are complicit in horrible crimes.
Yeah, it's almost as bad as a West Virginia wedding. You ever go to one of those?
No.
People that went to WVU.
No, what do they do?
They sing country roads. They all get together in a circle, lock arms, and sing country roads. Isn't that the name of the song? Johnny Denver?
Possibly.
Yeah.
I've never
take
got
me home.
This wasn't like a full on. I've met couples who were like full on like blue and white type, like blue and white party type things. This was like a small uprising. This was a couple people.
Okay. It was only a couple.
I had to just stifle what I could on my side. Yeah. I couldn't cover the whole ground. I should have grabbed the mic and be like, just to throw this out there, guys.
You know,
we should have
ripped the mic.
Moment of silence.
And be like, DJ. Play it.
There's a band.
Dragula comes.
Oh fuck, dude! Cool down the party, dude. I had a wild night, man. I go to this wedding, and remember I told you when I did the 5 grams, I like was like the idea of dancing. I was like, I'm just gonna dance anywhere.
Yeah,
like, whatever. So,
which is gay. Not on your part.
Say that. You say that. No, it's fine. You can totally.
I'm not criticizing you. I'm sorry. That came out wrong.
No, dude. You're perfectly right to assert that. That's how the elders of my family are. Like you're there. That's the whole time.
You
gotta
learn from your elders, dude.
No, dude. No, you can't.
You can't be dancing. You're a man,
dude. That's wrong.
You see, dancing's for ladies.
No, it's not, dude.
It is.
It's not. It's for men, dude. Who? Ladies, right? Here, I'll give you the full scoop. So I'm sitting there, and I go, I'm gonna not really drink. I'm gonna see if I can just go enjoy myself, hit the dance floor. But and this is, you know, again, I'm not perfect. I take two microdose capsules. And then I pig out on the vape pen a little. And then and that's it. I'm like, you know, I'm having a good time. I watched the ceremony, and I was sitting there the whole time. Like the maid of honor starts talking about like just how like she started bringing up like moon stuff and how like we're on like a planet, and I'm just sitting there.
Oh, you were
like,
probably like,
oh, this fucking.
I'm Slade like, knows what the fuck she's talking
exactly.
about. Now's the time to talk moon stuff.
That's what I'm sitting there. I'm like, hell yeah, dude. She's like talking about the planet and like the gravitational pull between people, and I'm like, that's a theory I've had. Yes, go on. So I'm sitting there. I'm enjoying myself. I'm having a good old time, dude. I'm sitting there enjoying myself during the ceremony. It was like the place was beautiful too. It was like in North Jersey, and so I'm sitting there being like, dude, everyone here should be like a wedding where like most of the people were on mushrooms is I think the way you should do it, because I'm telling you, dude, I'm watching like this is awesome. So
nah, booze.
Ah, dude,
a wedding booze, bro.
You can have still have the
ask
booze.
Jesus, bro.
You can still have
ask
the booze.
Jesus what he would want.
He just booze, that's bro. All he had.
You don't think Jesus could conjure up some mushrooms?
Well, obviously, you know the chrism he blessed people with was obviously laced with cannabis, but
no.
Yes, it was, dude.
No,
they know for sure. I'm sitting there, dude. I'm vibing so hard. I'm like, man, this rules. Like, this is so much to me. I'm like, this is so much better than drinking. I don't have to like sit there and get like hammered. I just took my two little microdose capsules. I'm having fun. So we go inside, and this place was like over the top, like high scale. What, like we walk in.
Dagos?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, first of all, they eat like pigs. Italians eat like fucking pigs, dude. They eat like pigs. I come in. So I come in from the ceremony. Beautiful ceremony.
What
I
a
come
lovely in, ceremony.
I got lovely look ceremony. These
wop pigs.
They eat like fucking pigs. I walk upstairs and there's one station. It's just lobster. It's like lobster tails cascading down an ice sculpture. It was like shrimp. And then a whole station of people cutting up calamari. It was awesome.
Damn.
Dude, there were six other stations. I just saw that and was like, this is, you know, for a cocktail hour, this is amazing. So I started.